Welcome to the Worthiness Codes podcast. I'm your host and guide, Jacqueline Francis. The Worthiness Codes podcast is a journey of conscious conversations and powerful light code transmissions, helping you heal, activate, and reclaim your inner power, divine worthiness, and limitless potential. I am here to help expand your consciousness so you can awaken the codes you hold within to step into the divine feminine queen you are destined to be. I hold the highest intention within every episode to give you the keys to support you on your path, tap into your light, and guide you into the embodiment of your highest self. You are not alone, sister. This is Divine Girl Power.
Hello, hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of The Worthiness Codes. I'm your host, Jacqueline Francis. If it's your first time here, it's beautiful to be in this space with you. If you've been here before, it's so lovely to be here with you again. The Worthiness Codes is all about conscious conversations, guided meditations, and light transmissions to help you step into the most divine, powerful, beautiful version of yourself. And today I want to talk about the ascension journey. The ascension journey might be something that a lot of you are experiencing right now, just with the energy shifting on a collective scale, on a planetary scale. Lots of people are beginning to feel the call to wake up. And though that is so beautiful, I want to really dive into this topic because a lot of New Age spirituality, spiritual teachers out there tend to talk about ascension as something that is outside of oneself. And the way I like to look at awakening is the complete opposite. None of this is outside of you. Everything that you hold is within. Awakening is simply peeling back the layers of everything you are to get to the core of your soul's truth, because it's through outside conditioning, trauma, ancestral trauma, systematic beliefs that put these blocks, put these layers, put these programs around the core of who we are. And you'll never be able to understand the core until you peel back all of the clutter. And when I look at what spirituality means is to completely align to your truth and to live life through that lens. To me, that's what it means to be spiritual, is to be your most authentic self every single day, is to live from a lens of all of the components, all of the energies, all of the frequencies that make up your truth, such as love, such as light, such as authenticity, gratitude, beauty, peace, all of the things that humans are at their core before all of the conditioning and all of this junk got put on top of us. Living from that place is what it means to be spiritual, as long as you're in alignment to your truth and live from there. So when you go through this journey of ascension, you are so deeply turning inward. You are not reaching for something outside of you. Even if we look at religion, religion is all about praying and preaching and listening to a God that most religious books and programming talks about, this God living outside of yourself, and you have to live to pray to him, make him happy, live by his rules so he can then see you as a child of God. And you know, no disrespect to religion out there. Again, I always believe that everyone should do what is in alignment to them. Everyone should believe what they wish to believe. Everyone's free, everyone's sovereign, and that's, you know, whatever you choose to do. But God is not outside of you. God is within you. You are God, God is you. Source is you, you are source. Right? If you want to call it God, source, the universe, whatever, you are connected to source. So when you tune inward, and we'll call it God just for this conversation, talking about religion. It's connecting to God. God is inside of you. God is your voice. God is your energy. You are not praying to something outside of you. You are not asking for anything that is outside of you, because everything you have lives within you. And I believe that this is something that is so important for people to understand, especially when they're on this journey of ascension, especially when they're feeling the call to awaken their soul. Because there are so many things in life that strip us from our power. The government, financial systems, education, right? Everything is stripping us from our power and making us reach towards something else. And it saddens me that a lot of New Age spirituality is, in a sense, doing the same thing. You don't have to reach for 5D to get to 5D. By you raising your frequency, by speaking affirmations, by jumping around and dancing and just living from a place of love, that doesn't mean you are going to ascend to 5D. That is just spiritual bullshit. To really ascend to another quote unquote dimension, to really live in a different reality, means to go within and to do the work within. Again, it's stripping back those layers. It's really, really deep healing that needs to take place. Because without that inner work, without the healing, you're never going to understand who you are in your most authentic form. And I'm saying this from my own experience. You know, I was someone who came into this life with a big ego, and the ego has a bad rep. The ego is really here to keep you protected in human form so you can go about life as a human. But when you're able to peel back and rid and let go of those aspects of the ego that are not serving you, you get one step closer every time to your truth. And I truly feel like I came here with a big ego because I consider myself to have a really big purpose and mission in this life, just like every single person as a human does. And that purpose and that mission will look different for everyone because everyone comes here with different soul contracts. One mission is not more important than the other. Everyone's purpose, everyone's mission is unique to them, unique to your own journey, and that's what makes this beautiful. But when you come here with a big ego, think of it as this shell, in a sense, protecting you. And it's going to take work to really strip that ego away. And once I strip that ego away, and I know I've talked about this before, I completely have unbecome from the person that I was the majority of my life. I look at myself very differently. I look at the world very differently. I have a very different vision of what I want for my future. And it was through this ascension journey, which is also considered a journey of unbecoming, again, because you are not reaching for anything outside of yourself to become something, to jump into a different dimension, to ascend into a higher frequency, to ascend into another version of self that is outside of you. You are instead unbecoming from all of the things that you once thought you were, that are not serving you, from all of the programs that have been put in place of in your being, from, again, ancestral trauma of your own, and systematic beliefs and programming itself. So I'm pushing, in a sense, people to really understand this concept. Again, take what resonates with you and always move towards what you feel called to. People will resonate with you, other people won't. People's teachings will resonate with you while other people's teachings won't. But I want you to understand that nothing lives outside of yourself. So, because we're talking about 5D, once you are able to heal your being, right? And I say heal your being, it's not a one-time thing and it's done. It's an ongoing process that once you go down this ascension journey, it will be a continuation. once you open that lid, it's like opening the genie or freeing the genie from the bottle or whatever that is, because there is no going back. Once you say yes, that engine is going to continue to run, and you are going to constantly be pulling back layers because you said yes to your soul. And your soul is incredibly powerful. Your soul's truth is incredibly powerful. Your light wants to be known. Your light wants to be shared. Your light wants to be remembered. So when you unbecome and you peel back those layers, think of yourself as an onion with infinite amount of layers, and you begin to let go and delete old programming that no longer is in alignment to your truth. Once you are able to detach from the stories, from the beliefs, from the programs that have been put in place, to say, this doesn't matter anymore. I no longer believe in this, or I no longer want to suffer. I no longer want to go down this path within my career. I want to live life for me, within my truth, within my authenticity, live from a place of love, live from my light. In every situation I do, every single day, I show up for myself in that way because I am fully embodying who I am on a soul level. That is awakening, and that is ascension. It's an inward experience. And once you get to that place, that, my friends, is when you ascend into a higher dimension. Your reality, the way that you view life through the set of eyes that you hold, being your lens, both inward to your soul is the mirror to your outer reality. Your lens looks at life in a very different way. One that now holds the frequency of 5D, not 3D, because you're not stuck in the programs of fear, anxiety, suffering, scarcity, right? That's where the shift takes place. So that's why this journey, this ascension journey, this journey of awakening, this journey of unbecoming, all takes place from within. You hold the power within your being. You don't reach for that power outside of yourself. That is key. And I want you to hold on to that, because again, everything that we have ever been taught, everything that we have ever experienced, everything that has been put in place for this human experience takes us outside of our power. And you hold that power within you. That power is unique to your own light. Okay, so understand that. And move through your ascension journey in the way that feels right for you. Whether that's plant medicine journeys, shadow work, working with healers, working with trauma workers, whatever feels right for you, there is no right or wrong once you say yes to this ascension journey. You have to move through it the way that feels right for you. But be careful about the people who you work with. Be careful about the teachers that you turn to and the programs that you buy online. Be careful. Always ask healers, always ask teachers about the work that they have done themselves, what their ascension journey was like, what their healing journey was like. Because so many people out there, especially now with TikTok and the rise of social media, so many people out there will go out, get, you know, a Reiki certification and not do any of the work. And they'll be over here healing people, which is terrifying at the end of the day. Because as a healer, as someone who holds space, you are opening the space up to allow that person that you're working on to match a vibration that you are holding, that you are opening up for them to match. So when that energy is open, if you haven't done the work yourself, you can then very easily project your own traumas onto the other person. Same if you're working with a spiritual coach or advisor or guide. If that person didn't go through a really deep inward healing journey, if they haven't completely shifted their own limiting beliefs, their own traumas, and worked through everything on their own, they may be giving you advice from a very wounded perspective. So it doesn't matter about certifications at the end of the day. Certifications in the world of spirituality is bullshit, because being able to speak your truth, being able to heal, is something that cannot be taught, because it comes from within. It comes from your own experience in life. The most important credential that anyone can have is the work that they have done themselves. So if you are also listening and you feel called to being a healer or being a spiritual coach, your ascension journey is your tool. Your ascension journey is your credential. So make sure you walk down your ascension journey the right way, the way that feels best for you, the way that is in most alignment to your soul. Again, while not reaching for something outside of yourself and remembering that you hold the power within your being. And if you're sitting here and you feel really called to going on this ascension journey, you feel really called to awakening your truth, your soul is giving you the tap, tap, tap to wake up and, you know, go inward and listen. That tap, 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 that knowing, that call is not going to go away. It's only going to continue to get louder. So if you feel the call, if your heartstrings are pulling you towards a completely new path in life, a new direction, listen. This is your invitation to go within. And one of the easiest ways that you can get started is learning how to meditate, learning how to quiet your mind and tune into your heart by doing guided meditations, by going to meditation classes. If you are past that on your journey and you meditate regularly, beautiful. I think meditation is one of the most powerful tools you can use, and everyone's meditation practice looks different. My meditation practice has shifted over the many years that I have been doing it. And now for me, where I'm at in my journey currently, my meditation is a lot of using my voice. My meditation is getting into a channeled state where I am talking out loud through certain situations, through certain traumas, through certain beliefs that I have. And talking out loud allows me to really go inward and understand the pattern that I'm walking through. I'm also big on light language as well. That's, you know, my main tool in my toolbox. And anytime that I'm in a deep meditative channeling state, light language likes to come up and help me work through whatever needs to be worked through. So there was one time when I woke up every single morning and I turned on Meditations by Rasa on YouTube. That's what I started with years ago. And I would meditate by listening to those guided meditations. And now I don't turn to those guided meditations. I turn inward to my soul and I listen to what I need at that moment and work through things that way. Sometimes I go out, you know, to the beach and I'll have music in. Sometimes I don't put music in. I just listen to nature and I let my mind quiet that way. So again, there's no right, there's no wrong. Things will shift as you continue to expand. You have to do what's right for you. But once you're able to sit with yourself, quiet your mind and go inward, that's where the magic happens. That's when you can start really diving into this journey of unbecoming and peeling back layers, because your soul is going to start speaking to you. And it's literally going into your being. Think of your being as a computer system, and it's pressing delete on all of these programs that you hold, saying, I choose to detach from this. I press delete. This no longer exists within my field. And it gets to a point where you just empty out this programming system that makes up your computer and you get to start fresh. And it's through that spaciousness where you then can upgrade the system within from all of these aspects of self that resonate with your soul and sit at a much higher frequency. And again, it's these aspects of your self-mastery, choosing to live from love, choosing to live from light, choosing to move through life in a way where you don't give in to old programs anymore, the programs that run on fear, scarcity, anxiety, all of those things that are very heavily rooted in the 3D. That, my friends, that is ascension. It's realigning to your truth and living from that place. And that's where the fun happens as well. It's because you're becoming reborn into this new version of self that you're meeting for the first time in this lifetime. And your soul is infinite. Your soul is infinite and multidimensional and so incredibly vast. Everything that you need is already imprinted within your soul. You are living out infinite amounts of lifetimes on this earthly planetary plane as well as other planetary planes. That is how vast your soul is. So use your higher self as your guide through your ascension and think of your higher self as the highest version of you. Your higher self is, most simply put, your vocal navigation for this lifetime to step into your highest timeline, because your higher self has an eagle eye view on you living out every different timeline on this planetary plane. So your higher self is able to really navigate you in the way that's going to best serve you, taking all different paths, all different lessons, all different decisions, and guiding you towards the highest one that's here to serve you in your greatest and highest good. And that is how you get on your highest timeline. So use your higher self as your navigational tool. Your soul holds all the imprints of who you are at that infinite level, while, again, your higher self is the guide for this lifetime, for this trajectory into your highest timeline. And I laugh because it's so beautiful that so many people are feeling the call to wake up and to go within and to find their truth and to exit the matrix. I am all about exiting the matrix. I can go on a rant about the matrix, about how the systems are not here to serve us, about how life is so much more than what we've been served our entire existence. I won't do that, but it's true. And it makes me so happy to know that more and more people hear the call that there's more to life and want to exit the matrix as well. What I will say is that a lot of people who are feeling this call don't truly understand the work that needs to be done to get to a point where you can really live in alignment to your soul. Going back to ascension and New Age spirituality and how a lot of people are talking about it, so many people out there are just talking about the love and the light and ascending into 5D and all of these things that are fun and high vibrational and quote unquote good vibes. And though, yes, that exists, that's not the point of doing this. The point of doing all this and the only way to do this is to sit in the darkness, to move through the shadows, to get uncomfortable from within your world and uncomfortable from your outer world as well. Letting go of the people, the places, the things that are not serving you in your physical reality to create the spaciousness while you're stripping away all those core beliefs and systems and programs from within, because your outer and inner world need to be in alignment as well. So this process, this journey isn't just of love and light. You have to go through the discomfort. You have to go through the darkness before you can get to the light. And I promise you, though, as humans, we do not like the discomfort. We do not like the unknown because the unknown is rooted in fear. And the ego often shows up wrapped in fear to deliver us all these programs based on why we should not do this. The darkness is where the growth happens. The darkness is a must. And I say darkness not to scare you, right? The darkness is still of the light because you are light. You hold light within you. So even though you are in the depths of your soul, you are in the darkness, you are in the shadows, it's still being illuminated through your light because you are a light being. So I want to make that very clear because I never want to scare anyone from not going down this journey. But I do want to be honest and I do want to be upfront. And I don't want a spiritual bypass because spiritual bypassing is way too present. And I don't buy into any of that because I know from the work that I have done and the people closest to me in spiritual community, seeing the work that they have done, that it is truly an honor to move through your own initiations into living from a place of light and love and joy. It is truly an honor because what is on the other side of that darkness is something so different than anything you've experienced thus far in your life. So people who don't do the work and they just spiritual bypass and now they're living in love and light, it's a falsity. It's a mask. It's not real. So in that place of discomfort, in that place of darkness, you will experience so much growth. You will begin to understand yourself on a level that is so beautiful. Look at trees, right? Their roots grow underground in the dark, and then they become these beautiful beings that are here to literally help humanity survive. The same with mushrooms. Mushrooms grow in shit on the ground, and mushrooms turn into these literal magical plants that you can take and experience a whole other world. Experience your truth. Move through your traumas. They are medicinal teachers to help us on our ascension. The same with butterflies. Before a beautiful butterfly is, it's a caterpillar in a cocoon and it has to go through its stage of metamorphosis. Right? So beauty doesn't just happen. True beauty, true grace, true power, true light, true joy, it doesn't usually just happen. Now look, I mean, we can look at the new generation of children that are coming into this world, and they're coming into this world really pure and really aligned to their light. I don't have children, so I haven't experienced this firsthand, but I know that the new generation that is being birthed into this world are of a whole different frequency than generations prior. So they may be coming into this world as pure light beings without any of this karmic shit that is getting in the way of understanding their truth. From my understanding, that is very much what is taking place and what's happening. But for us who are listening to this today and right now, we have a lot of karmic shit that we need to clear. We have a lot of programs that are put in place that we need to delete. So we are very much being called to do this work to hold the frequency for yourself, to clear for seven generations past, and to hold this higher vibrations for the seven generations to come. So if you have a child that is going to be birthed into this world as this pure light being, you need to be able to hold that vessel, which is your womb, for them to be moved through. So once you spend time with yourself in the darkness, once you spend time in solitude, being by yourself, getting to know yourself in a whole different light, it's difficult, it's hard, it's lonely, it's all of the things, but it is so worth it. That is one thing I can promise you. It is so worth it. And again, everyone's journey is different. Some people, you know, might want to lock themselves in a dark room for 3 months and heal, which is kind of what I did in a sense. But you're human at the end of the day, and you are very much supposed to live from a place of light, live from a place of joy. So there needs to be a healthy balance. You have to give your body rest. You have to listen to yourself to really do the work in a way that caters to your soul. When you tune inward, your soul and your higher self, that voice will become very present, very clear, and you'll know the way through. That is why you don't turn outside of yourself, because only you know the best way to move forward for you. And this journey, like I said, is constant. It's not one and done, and now you move about your life and you're high vibes and things are golden and that's it. It's not the truth at all. This is a constant upward spiral, and this is very important to understand. this journey of awakening, this journey of living and embodying your soul's truth, this journey of ascension, whatever you want to call it, is a constant upward spiral. So you will always be ascending upward. You will never be going backwards. And though it is very much tied to riding the wave, feeling the ups, feeling the downs, the most important thing that you can understand is to learn how to remain neutral in it all. And this is a lesson that I was recently shown. And it is very difficult to move through. Because when you're living in a very high vibrational place, very much from your heart, in this place of love, in this place of light, and then boom, something comes into your field and you feel low or you feel anxious and you feel like your mind is, you know, going a mile a minute, especially with the energies lately, within the end of February, those energies were so intense. There were so many solar flares happening, and a lot of people that I talked to were experiencing really intense energies taking them outside of their center. But it's being able to remain neutral in these moments, knowing that this is very much just a part of your journey. Everything is happening for a reason. You don't always have to understand what is happening. As long as you can bring yourself back into your center, know that you are a being of light, know that you hold your own power, that wave, the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows will become a lot easier to manage. And even though you might be riding a low, that low is still higher than where you were yesterday because it's a constant upward spiral. So you will never be taking a step back, though I will promise you it may feel like it, you're not. So always hold on to that knowing as well, because it's really important to understand, because there have been so many moments where I thought I took 5 steps forward and then 10 steps back. And it's like, no. You're only going forward. You're only riding the spiral upwards. You're only ascending up and up and up. So to just quickly recap, especially if you're someone who feels very called to either starting their journey of awakening, to, you know, go deeper on their inner healing journey, I want you to understand the core of all of this is everything lives within you. Everything. You don't have to reach for something outside of yourself. You are not meant to become something, because everything that you are already exists within you. It's already imprinted in your soul. So you ask for the remembrance to awaken it. You go inward. You heal what is not serving you. You move through the emotions, you move through the discomfort, you move through the trauma to get to the other side. You delete the old programming of fear, of anxiety, of scarcity, of all of the things rooted in the 3D that are not serving you. You literally have the power to choose not to be attached to those stories anymore. Any stories that you were telling yourself, based on limited beliefs, based on old traumas, based on ancestral patterns, you literally have the power to say, no thanks, to detach from it. And yes, easier said than done. This is where the inner work takes place, really peeling back those layers, really digging deep to understand why this exists, how to let it go, how to move through it, right? All of this growth happens in the darkness, happens within the discomfort. But when you are in your shadows, when you are in the dark, you are holding, you are illuminating. Your light is illuminating everything that you truly are. It's illuminating all the places based in your self-mastery that you choose to live from, choose to move from. And so when you shift into your rebirth, you then rise from the ashes, in a sense, with a whole new set of eyes, viewing yourself differently, viewing your life very differently, viewing the vision that you have for the rest of your life in a very different light. And I'm listing all of these things off as if this journey happens overnight, and that's not the truth at all. I give you guys insight into, you know, my spiritual journey, we can call it. This was a very slow burn, a very slow burn for me. My younger cousin passed away, I want to say when I was around 26 years old, I think, 26, 27 years old. And that kind of kicked everything off for me. I started doing yoga, I started meditating, I started having interesting spiritual experiences. But like I said, it was a very, very slow-paced process over the last, you know, I'm 33 years old now. So over the last however many years that is, math is not my strong point, but you get the gist. When I was around 28, I started dabbling in energy healing and crystals, really heavily dove into meditation, got my Reiki certification, started a spiritual-based business that no longer exists. When I turned, I think, 30, I had a Kundalini experience. I really woke up to my soul's truth. And ever since then, I was really diving deeper into my ascension journey, but still really slowly peeling back those layers because something was keeping me from diving in headfirst. And what's interesting is that I came to find what was holding me back. And it was my relationship that I left in July of 2023 when I was 32. I was so scared that me following this calling that I knew very heavily existed, me listening to my truth was going to ultimately make me leave that relationship because I knew that relationship wasn't in alignment to where I was meant to be. And I was right at the end of the day. I was so right. And once I was able to let go of that fear, I left that relationship, which then a couple months later, I left my career and I dove in headfirst to this inward, this profound inward ascension journey, this healing journey. I am a very different person than I was in not even a year ago. I really deleted the majority of programs that I held on to. I've detached from a lot of things in my outer world, in my inner world. And that's why I sit here and I like to express the importance of really going through the darkness and that it's not all love and light. There will be discomfort, but it's all inward because you hold everything that you need within you. You hold everything that you already are within you. You do not have to become something else besides your most authentic self. And you are worthy of living from that place. You are worthy of everything that you desire in this life. And you will receive everything that you desire in this life as long as it's in alignment to your soul. So I sit here today, knowing that this journey is one that will be forever, that it's not over, and there'll be many more times where I need to sit in the discomfort and peel back another layer and grow and discover a new aspect of self. But it's because of the lens that I now view life, I now view myself, where I can confidently say that it is worth it. It is so worth it. And that I am very heavily in the energy of trust and surrender. And there's so much happening and shifting within my field. So many things that I am working on that I will share soon that's related to this podcast as well, that's heavily being guided by Source. And I am just the vessel for it. And it's so beautiful. And I feel so honored to be in this space. And my life is, I know with every ounce in my being that my life is going to be exactly what I envision it to be in a way that looks very different from what I may be picturing in my head because I've surrendered to the universe, knowing that she will take care of me for my greatest and highest good. So this is your invitation to say yes, to give your sacred yes to your soul's evolution, to awakening your truth, to standing in your power, to reclaiming your light, to going on this deep, inward, profound healing journey because you are worth it. You deserve to live from that place. And I hope you say yes. And know that in those moments of fear and discomfort, if you have to leave something or someone in your physical, if you have to work through a specific trauma, it's through those moments that might feel or seem like your life is over where you will have a major breakthrough. And that is when things really shift. It's those breakthrough moments. Those are the reasons as to why we do this work. Because you are a vessel of love. You are a vessel of light. You came here to be just that. You deserve to get rid of any of the suffering. You deserve to get rid of any of the programming, any of the layers that are blocking you from your soul's truth. You deserve to peel those back and say, no, thank you. Thank you for existing, but no more. I choose to no longer live from this place. So know that you are capable of doing this. Know that it all lives within you. And though the journey is about you and it can be very lonely, there are plenty of people who are going through the same thing, have gone through the same thing, will understand what you're going through. So reach out to those people that you know, or if you don't know anyone, I'm here also as a guide. So I love you so much. I'm so proud of you for feeling the call to awaken your soul, to go on this deep, inward, profound healing journey into your soul's ascension. Because we, my love, are creating heaven on earth. And yes, one day that will exist. Will it exist in our lifetime? I don't think so. That's just my perspective on it. Though I am living from a place where I experience life as heaven on earth, do I think that our true earth plane will represent heaven on earth? I don't think it will happen in our lifetime, but we came here to be the change to allow it to happen for future generations. And that is beautiful, to be a part of that change, to be a part of that shift, because the work that you're doing is not just affecting you, it's a ripple effect that changes everything that happens in your family. Is a ripple effect within the collective, and it's a ripple effect within the earth as well. So most likely, if you're thinking of walking this path, you are probably that cycle breaker within your family. You are probably that one person who volunteered to say, yes, I will come here to do the work. Why we chose that, I don't know, but it's beautiful, and you should be very, very proud of yourself. You should feel so honored to do the work for your lineage, for your family, and again, for the collective as well. So I bow to you with such deep reverence. I see you. I feel you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I think that's all. Until next time. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Worthiness Codes podcast. Part 2 to this episode, which is the meditation and light code transmission, will be up next week. Set time aside for yourself to drop in with me, as this is powerful work. I promise your soul will thank you. You can follow the Worthiness Codes podcast on Instagram at The Worthiness Codes, as well as me personally at Jacqueline Francis. Please subscribe to this show. I am here to serve. So send any questions, comments, or topic requests my way so I can be of service. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'll see you next time. Bye.